PWDA Newsletter, April 29th, 2019. A message from the President, David Abello. You all came through spectacularly by signing and sharing our petition to protect the integrity of our Royal Commission, with the result that the Labour Party has promised to review the Commissioner's appointments should they win the election. We continue to send a strong message to all political parties about our priorities in the upcoming federal election, not only on our Royal Commission, but the NDIS and Social Security. You can find them on our website. Only 1% of candidates in this election are people with disability, so it's more important than ever to make our voices heard and hold our leaders accountable for their policies. You can have your say outside the ballot box too, with the Department of Social Services consultation on the National Disability Strategy and the survey being conducted by the Disabled People's Organisations of Australia for the Shadow Report to the UN Committee on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities. More on those below. And don't forget, you can always contact us on Twitter or Facebook or email me at pwd@pwd.org.au. Latest news. We delivered our petition to protect our Royal Commission from conflicts of interest to Minister for Families and Social Services Paul Fletcher MP at the ACOS budget breakfast. An image of Romola Hollywood handing the box of petitions to Paul Fletcher, who is sitting down on stage. We've published a series of videos at pwd.org.au/NDIS stories in which people with disabilities say what they think about the NDIS. Please watch and share and join in the conversation on social media using the hashtag NDIS stories. Co-CEO Matthew Bowden has been on the radio speaking about our Royal Commission and the NDIS. The government is drafting a new national disability strategy, and the Australian community is invited to take part in national consultation to shape the future of disability policy for 2020 and beyond. You can register your interest to attend a face-to-face community workshop at the DSS website. dss.gov.au. Sorry, engage.dss.gov.au/a new national disability strategy for beyond 2020. We'll let you know here and on our social media when the open survey and online forum are available. Do you need help? Ring Wayfinder Hub, toll free, 1-800-843-929. DPO Australia News. DPO Australia is an alliance of four national peak organisations made up of, led and governed by, people with disability. This alliance works to advance the human rights and freedoms of all people with disability in Australia. PWDA is a founding member of DPO Australia. Our joint statement calling for the Honourable John Ryan AM and Ms. Barbara Bennett PSM to step down as commissioners for our Royal Commission into Violence, Abuse, Neglect and Exploitation of People with Disability due to the real, perceived and potential conflicts of interest arising from their past roles now has almost 180 signatures from organisations and individuals concerned for the integrity of our Royal Commission. You can see it at the DPOA website, dpoa.org.au. Our survey on human rights for people with disability is still running. We're part of a working group reporting to the United Nations Committee on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities on the experiences of people with disability across Australia. Click here to tell us what's important for the UN to know about. Link to dpoa.org.au/shadow-report-survey. Latest disability news. We had something to say about Peter Dutton's comments on his opponent's disability. Link to TheGuardian.com article on April 12th, and about the real state of the accessible housing market. Link to the fifthestate.com.au article, What Peter Dutton and the Building Industry Need to Know About Housing for All. Anglicare Australia has just released their rental affordability snapshot, further underlining the urgency of affordable housing for people with disability. Link to canberratimes.com.au. Story, the latest depressing insight into Australia's housing crisis. Australia's discriminatory migration policy has been in the news again, with several cases currently in the public eye. Links to sbs.com.au, Senator demands immediate halt to disgraceful deportation of deaf teenager, abc.net.au, family facing deportation because son considered taxpayer burden, and abc.net.au, family from Maldives fight son's deportation disability. The Guardian's economic inequality series, titled Fair Go, Why 10% of Australians Are Still Being Left Behind, has examined the disability support pension. Link to theguardian.com, Living on the disability pension, it's like the slow dimming of the light. Sign up for PWDA Daily Media Roundup and get the latest disability news every weekday in your inbox. Link to pwd.org.au/news/newsletters. We are still looking for a new HR coordinator, as well as new CEOs. Could you or someone you know fit the bill? See the job descriptions here. Link to pwd.org.au/about-us/employment. Submissions to the Royal Commission into Aged Care in Australia are ongoing. You can contribute online, by phone or in person, and you may be able to attend a community forum in your area. Find out more on our website at pwd.org.au/our-work/campaigns/preventing-violence/aged-care-royal-commission. We are looking for 10 organisations across New South Wales to participate in the Building Access Project, a joint initiative with Domestic Violence New South Wales and Women's Community Shelters to improve the accessibility of domestic and family violence services. Link to pwd.org.au/our-work/building-access-project. Join the disability rights movement, become a PWDA member, or let someone else know about our free membership. Link to pwd.org.au/get-involved/membership. Have you liked us on Facebook or followed us on Twitter? Join the PWDA social media community and stay up to date with the latest information. We are on Facebook at pwd.australia and on Twitter at pwdaustralia. This newsletter was prepared by People with Disability Australia.